Blog Talk Radio.
Bethlehem looks like another silent night. Above your deep and dreamless sleep, a giant star lights up the sky. And while you're lying in the dark, there shines an everlasting light. For the King has left his throne and is sleeping in a manger tonight, tonight. Oh Bethlehem, what you have missed while you were sleeping, where God became a man and stepped into your world today. Oh Bethlehem, you will go down in history as a city with no room for its king. While you were sleeping, while you were sleeping, little town of Jerusalem looks like another silent night. The Father gave his only Son, the way, the truth, the life had come, but there was no room for him in the world he came to save. Jerusalem, what you have missed while you were sleeping, Savior of the world is dying on your cross today. Jerusalem, you will go down in history as a city with no room for its king. While you were sleeping, while you were sleeping, United States of America looks like another silent night. As we're sung to sleep by philosophies that save the trees and kill the children, and while we're lying in the dark, there's a shout across the eastern sky. For the bridegroom has returned and has carried his bride away in the night, in the night. America, what will we miss while we are sleeping? Would Jesus come again and leave us slumbering where we lay? America, will we go down in history as a nation with no room for its king? Will we be sleeping? Will we be United States of America looks like another silent night.
Pai, em nome de Jesus,
que glorificamos por mais esta oportunidade de estarmos servindo, Senhor. Te agradecemos por mais este dia na tua bendita presença. Que tu venhas abençoar o teu povo que está ouvindo este programa. Venhas abençoar aqueles que vão ouvir mais tarde. Que possam receber as tuas instruções, reter aquilo que é teu, ser edificados no teu Espírito Santo. E possa o teu reino ser consolidado e todas as fortalezas do inimigo, tanto mentais como espirituais, e também as físicas, possam ser demolidas pelo poder que há no nome e no sangue de Jesus Cristo. Nós te bendizemos, em nome de Jesus e Yeshua. Amém. Amados, bem-vindos a mais um programa do Ministério Destruindo Fortalezas. Deus hoje nos colocou no coração uma urgência de aprofundarmos a questão das guerras mentais que se estão travando neste planeta em relação a tudo o que diz respeito à fé em Cristo, à fé em Jesus Cristo. Nós vamos tentar aqui, nestas 2 horas, trazer-vos um pouco mais daquilo que nós mesmos temos aprendido na caminhada com Jesus. Como combater o bom combate? As características dos nossos adversários, dos agentes do inimigo, as táticas e estratégias que têm sido usadas de uma forma, temos que reconhecer, muito eficaz, para perverter a fé e o entendimento e o conhecimento do projeto de salvação para as nossas vidas e para toda a humanidade em geral. Nós vamos estar falando sobre infiltração, nós vamos estar falando sobre espionagem, nós vamos estar falando sobre as características dos agentes do inimigo que tão facilmente se têm infiltrado em igrejas, congregações, grupos familiares, famílias, apenas com o simples objetivo de destruir uma fé baseada no exemplo de vida e nos ensinos e palavras do Senhor Jesus. E garanto-vos que, conforme nós fomos descobrindo esses lobos que se transfiguram de agentes de Cristo, Deus foi-nos incrementando em sabedoria, e hoje eu dou graças a Deus por tudo aquilo que vivi nesta caminhada com Jesus, para poder transmitir aquilo que eu mesmo presenciei, testemunhei, da parte do inimigo, o que me permite hoje cheirar à distância heresias e lobos, como muitas vezes, debaixo de uma excelente aparência, parecendo um verdadeiro e genuíno cristão, até praticando obras boas, como rapidamente se consegue discernir o cheiro de um lobo. Nós vamos estar falando sobre isso. Vou tentar transmitir em português, também em inglês, de maneira a que todos alcancem. Então, eu peço que orem por este programa, que fiquem por aí. Vamos adorar a Deus e vou estar dando as boas-vindas também aos nossos irmãos em inglês e que possamos todos nós ser acrescentados com a sabedoria do Espírito Santo depois deste programa. E por aí, junte-se a nós, não se acanhe, faça parte desta caravana que está trilhando um caminho estreito, mas seguro, rumo a uma eternidade com Jesus. Deus abençoe em nome de Jesus. Amém. Brothers and sisters, I welcome you all again to this show. I welcome you for sparing your time to be with us. Tonight, God has put in our hearts to talk about the mind wars that all around the globe being fought against the body of Christ, against the true faith in the person of Jesus Christ, Yahushua, that came to this world to give his life and to give us an example of how we should love and serve God. It is a war that has the objective, as the goal, to pervert the faith. It has the goal to blind our hearts and minds to not understand the true paths that lead us all to eternity with Jesus Christ. It comes to make a difference between the life of Jesus Christ, the teachings of Jesus Christ, and the modern ways to achieve the goal that it is the salvation of our souls and to live here an eternity with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We will be talking about the strategies, the tactics of these modern days. We will be identifying some agents of the enemy. We will be bringing some characteristics of these agents that now, after almost 20 years in serving God in churches, in congregations, in groups, I can praise God because I can smell the wolves. Even when they come disguised as sheep, I can smell them by their actions, by their works, because we must be vigilant. You cannot trust men. You cannot trust them. You have to pray to the Holy Spirit, show you all the words that I talk, not only me, every man, every human being that comes to walk beside you to the eternity. Because the enemy has made some improvements in their tactics to pervert groups that follow Jesus Christ, to pervert congregations, doctrine, and we will be talking about all these things. I praise God for you that are hearing. I pray that the Holy Spirit can open your spiritual eyes, your spiritual ears, because it's your soul that is in your eternity. Sometimes we start following other things, start hearing some things that are not consented with the words of Jesus Christ. It's similar, but there are few changes there that change the target. And suddenly we are following some agent of the enemy. Jesus said, by their fruits you will know if the tree is good or bad. You better believe that you must understand that you cannot just stay on that realm of words. Because words, they can be nice. But it's in the spiritual realm that you will understand what are the fruits of that word. Because words are only a representation of a real thing, a spiritual thing. Like we, our body is not our being. Also, words are not the real thing. It's in the spiritual that you have to discern. So if you go to a place, if you hear something that steals your peace, that diminutes the trust that you are having in Jesus Christ and in the cross, you become fearless. You start living in fear, in anxiety. You better believe that there is an infiltration on that place. There is something demonic, hidden. And even people may not be aware of that. People can be used and don't know that they are being used by the enemy. Because he is cunning, he is very smart, and only through the Holy Spirit discernment, the spiritual discernment, we can avoid to take some bullets in this war that will make some real damage in our lives. There is families to protect, there is our souls, there is jobs. So we will be talking about this, we will be bringing documents, we will be bringing videos here from people all around the world that will try to help you to see, even secular people, people that they are not ministers, but they are people with power, with knowledge. They try to warn us. So we'll be bringing some videos here that I hope that will help you to teach you deeply to identify the agents of the enemy that are being used in infiltration of the body, in espionage, to change, to demoralize, to defeat, even before we go to war, to make the body of Christ a defeated army on the spiritual war. May the Lord bless you. Stay with us. I hope that God will improve your sense, will improve your spiritual discernment at the end of this program. You can be full of the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh.
Fez o céu por sobre a terra, seu amor foi derramado sobre nós. Do mais alto santuário, seu perdão foi derramado sobre nós. Desde os montes eternos, salvação ainda flui sobre nós. É a canção da eternidade, como o rio ainda flui sobre nós. Basta um relance dos seus olhos, um sussurro dos seus lábios. Abre os meus ouvidos, quero ouvir a música do céu. Salvação é a canção, como chuva ainda cai sobre nós. Faz brotar em nossos corações o desejo de cantar mais e mais. Quanto mais eu canto, tanto mais eu sinto a vida de Deus em mim. Salvação é a canção, como o rio ainda flui entre nós. O seu amor é desde o céu sobre a terra, é desde o céu por sobre a terra. O seu perdão é desde o céu por sobre a terra, é desde o céu por sobre a terra. Desde o céu por sobre a terra, seu amor foi derramado sobre nós. Do mais alto santuário, seu perdão foi derramado sobre nós. Desde os montes eternos, salvação ainda flui sobre nós. É a canção da eternidade, como o rio ainda flui sobre nós. Salvação é a canção, como chuva ainda cai sobre nós. Faz brotar em nossos corações o desejo de cantar mais e mais. Quanto mais eu canto, tanto mais eu sinto a vida de Deus em mim. Salvação é a canção, como o rio ainda flui entre nós.
Yeah. Oh,
Abba Father, we praise you again for this program, for the people that you are calling to hear what you want us to teach us. May I decree, Father, may you grow in me, use me as an instrument of your grace. Let all the devices of the enemy be all strategies that is trying to do to stop your spirit from flowing. And let only your name be glorified in this afternoon, in this morning, in the life of your daughters and sisters, of your daughters and sons. In Jesus' name we pray, we praise you. In the name of Yeshua, amen. Brothers and sisters, I will try to speak in two languages, not to make you wait a lot. So please, hope that you can hear me fine. If you are in the chat room, give me some feedback about the sound, please. I will start this teaching about people that in the past they tried to open our eyes. Even people that we cannot consider truly servants of God in the terms of the kingdom, but they have values, they had values that try to warn us. They, in their understanding, in their secular lives, they try to do good jobs, good works for humankind. And they try to warn us about what we are living in the spiritual realm, and not only in the spiritual realm, but we are going to talk about the spiritual realm. I'm going to pass here a video, an audio that you can find on YouTube that is a good example of this, especially because after this audio, things happen in the world, okay? That proves that what I am talking here, it's not something only for my mind, for my discernment. It's spiritual. It's global. So I will now try to tell this in Portuguese, and I will prove the audio. It is 2 minutes audio, okay? But it's very important that you understand this. Irmãos, eu vou passar um vídeo de um discurso de alguém que foi um presidente dos Estados Unidos, chamado John Fitzgerald Kennedy, que é o exemplo de como alguém no passado tentou avisar-nos daquilo que nós estamos vivendo, no mundo espiritual e não só, mas o que nos interessa aqui debater é a questão do mundo espiritual. Eu não vou traduzir o áudio, espero que consigam de alguma forma entender, mas é um áudio que fala daquilo que já estava acontecendo em 1960 e tal, se não me engano, durante a Guerra do Vietnã, que teve repercussões impressionantes, culminando inclusivamente na morte deste presidente. Mas quero que vocês meditem como pessoas que até nós não poderemos considerá-los totalmente comprometidos com o reino de Deus, porque são pessoas que viviam neste mundo, trabalhavam para este mundo, procuravam no seu melhor entendimento, nas suas melhores forças, a humanidade, mas elas mesmo tomaram consciência de que alguma coisa errada estava acontecendo. Vamos ouvir este vídeo para vocês entenderem.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no secret is revealed. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Okay, I choose to start with this video because I want to do a humble praise to this man that lost his life for warning the people, the common people, what was happening behind the curtain in the spiritual secret societies world. What he has talked in this speech cost him his life. He was, in our view, the last free president of the United States of America. From this man until these days, becoming only puppets of the world powers that want to dominate all society, all human society. This was a courageous man that I hope someday I will find in heaven. A humble man that with all his power, he tried to ask for our help, to understand that we must fight a great fight to save our way of life. And this thing that he has talked in this video, it's more actual now than on that day. On that day, it was the beginning of the discernment. But now it's in front of our hearts in all areas, in education, in military, in religious realms. But what is important to understand is that the foundation of this war is spiritual, okay? We are fighting against dark forces, spiritual forces, that want to enslave the human being in an eternity away from God. This is the final goal. All the material world is the instrument to do this to our life. All the economic, military, social, religious realms are instruments of the spiritual realm that are behind all these actions. Raging war against our souls, our hearts, our minds to enslave us in a tyrannical way of life that denies the rights the free will to choose and to live following the example and the teachings of the man that is God, that gave us the example and the teaching of how to please God, how to honor God. This is the scenery. This is the battleground. The price of this war is our souls. Winner takes our soul. This is a war that is being fought first in your being, in my being, in our mind, in our heart, in our body. But our being is only the first thing that must be conquered by God or by the enemy of God. After our beings, there is our house, our family. After our family, there is our city, our school, our job. After our school or job, there is our society, our country. So, the first thing that I want to emphasize here is when you decree victory in your being, you are decreeing which side you are going to serve on this war. If you are conquered in your mind or in your heart by the deceptions of the enemy, and if you accept to replace the word, the example of Jesus Christ, the spirit of Jesus Christ, if you accept to replace it by a religious spirit, a human teaching, a philosophy, or other thing that contradicts the teaching and replace Jesus Christ as an example for your life, you are going to be used by the enemy to enslave others. You are going to have a role in the enemy army to conquer other souls, to spread the darkness in your city, in your society. So, my brothers and sisters, first thing I want to understand that it is the most important thing that you have to keep on the, in your mind, in your heart, on this day, is that Satan will never give up to try to enslave in your mind, in your heart, by removing your hype, your mind, and your trust in the person of Jesus Christ. And he will use everything that he can to do this. Even he will use Bible or church or good action or friends or family to make you an idol worshiper. What I mean by idol worshiper is something that becomes more important than Jesus Christ in your life. Something that fatally will deceive you and will stop you from going in the right path, following the right God. He will use, even if he can, your own dreams, your own aspirations, your own secular interests, to stop you from following Jesus Christ, from really giving your life. Really, and I'm going to repeat, giving your life completely, not 10%, not 20% of your life. Really being at the disposal of the orders that the Holy Spirit wants to give you, because it's the best for you. He will try to seduce you with everything. And this is the first and most important thing that you must defend. Your mind, because it's the door of your heart. If you let your mind open, you will not think 1 second or enter and install in your heart their values, their goals, their teaching that replace what Jesus said and did in his carnal life. I'm going to stop here in English to let you think about this, and I will talk in Portuguese, and I'll be right back. Então, meus irmãos, o que nós ouvimos foi o discurso do presidente pedindo ajuda à população americana para combater uma infiltração, uma guerra que estava sendo travada subliminarmente por infiltração. Não uma guerra aberta de confronto dela, mas era uma guerra que naquele tempo se começou a perceber que havia um governo tentava ser governo geral oculto, que tentava manipular todas as sociedades, coordenado por sociedades secretas. Kennedy perdeu a vida por avisar o povo americano. Aquilo que eu considero ser o último presidente livre americano, que não era controlado por essas sociedades secretas. O que eu quero que entendam, meus amados, é Satanás vai usar tudo. Todos os componentes e áreas que nós temos na nossa vida secular, área financeira, militar, religiosa, tudo isso são instrumentos na mão do mundo espiritual para tentar controlar a sua vida, a minha vida. A guerra é contra a fé em Jesus Cristo, é contra a pessoa do Senhor Jesus Cristo, é contra a pessoa e a obra de Jesus. E ele vai usar tudo, vai usar inclusivamente os seus sonhos, as suas aspirações pessoais, para te impedir, ou para me impedir, de entregar a vida numa comunhão direta com o Espírito Santo. Fazer-te alguém próximo de Deus, capaz de receber e atuar em conformidade com aquilo que for a determinação de Deus para a sua vida, em todas as áreas. A primeira coisa Satanás quer conquistar é a sua mente, que é a porta do seu coração. Através da sua mente, e uma vez conquistado o seu coração, você vai ser usado, seja por Deus ou pelo diabo. A seguir à sua mente e ao seu coração, à sua vida, vem a sua família. A seguir à sua família, vem a sua rua, os seus amigos, a sua escola, o seu trabalho. A seguir vem a sua sociedade, o seu país. E, por fim, o mundo. Então, consoante você determinar quem vai seguir na sua vida, você vai ser um instrumento, seja de Cristo ou do inimigo, para influenciar outras vidas, para influenciar culturas, sociedades que vão espalhar ou a luz de Cristo ou as trevas do inimigo. Todos os seres caídos que existem, que não querem que você siga e confie somente na pessoa e nos ensinos, nas palavras que não passarão de Jesus Cristo. Esta é a primeira coisa que tem que reter, meu amado, minha amada. Você vai determinar se você vai seguir Cristo e os ensinos de Cristo ou se vai seguir tudo o que lhe vai ser apresentado. Muitas vezes, com aparência cristã, Mas que se você estiver no Espírito de Cristo, vivendo, habitando no Espírito de Cristo dentro de si, se você estiver no Espírito, você vai entender que fala como o Cordeiro, mas muitas das vezes não age como o Cordeiro. As ações vão determinar como você vai avaliar a árvore. Foi o que Jesus ensinou. Não são as palavras. Os fariseus honravam a Deus com a língua, mas Jesus disse que o coração estava bem longe. Mas tinha aparência. E o que não falta aí é fariseu. Satanás vai usar Bíblia, vai usar igreja, vai usar familiares, vai usar até mesmo as suas fragilidades para o tornar um adorador de ídolos. E um ídolo é tudo aquilo que vai substituir Jesus Cristo. A comunhão que você precisa ter com o seu Pai Celeste para chegar a bom porto, para cumprir aqui aquilo para o qual Deus te criou. Você tem um papel para desempenhar no reino. Mas só vai conseguir desempenhá-lo se você fechar a porta da sua mente ao inimigo e se focar somente na pessoa e nos exemplos e nos atos de Jesus Cristo. Tudo pode ser usado para criar um ídolo dentro de si. Entendendo isto, nós vamos adiantar. Porque isto não termina aqui. Há muita coisa para nós. Entendemos como se processa esta guerra na nossa mente. Nós vamos falar dos agentes que o inimigo está usando, as estratégias para que você possa pôr um fim. É uma forma de vida que não lhe traz satisfação. Porque só cumprindo o papel que Deus tem para si em todas as áreas da sua vida, você vai ser realmente feliz. Você vai se sentir realizado. Mas cuidado. Porque muitos virão em meu nome, disse o Senhor. E enganarão a muitos. Amém, irmão? Então, deixe ficar por aí que nós vamos dar continuidade. Ok, my brother and sister. I will continue to speak about another video that I have here. And I will put a link on the chat. Because you may want to read about. This is a paper called From Psy Hope to Mind War. It was written in 1980 by former Army Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino, who was also founder of the Temple of Seth, an evolved Satanist church incorporated in the state of California. He was in the army, was a colonel, I don't know if he's alive, but he was a Satanist. And by the grace of God, this paper became public. And I want you to hear this because it's important for the things that we are going to talk after this. As we are going to talk about the agents, the modern agents of the enemy that are being used and their characteristics, their strategies for bringing the infiltration of the terror among the elite. And I want you to keep this because this is a tremendous phrase that I have found that is important for you to understand. And I will quote, this is not mine, I will quote, Satan is not fighting churches. He is joining them. Satan does more harm by sowing tares than by pulling up wheat. He accomplishes more by imitation than by outright opposition. Please keep this in mind. I will introduce this video in Portuguese and I will put here. It's 80 minutes, but it's very, very important that you understand that the reason that I'm going to put this video here It's because what is explaining here in a social, military point of view, it was implemented by spiritual leaders of Satan to enslave not only our souls, but our societies. So please, I will put a link on a page on the net that you can read about this document. This is called From Spy Psy-Hop to Mind Wars. Okay, I will speak in Portuguese now, and I will put the link after we hear the video, the audio. Eu vou passar aqui, meus amados, um vídeo em inglês também, que foi escrito, é baseado num documento que foi, graças a Deus, tornado público, miraculosamente, que foi escrito em 1980 por um coronel dos Estados Unidos chamado Michael Quinn, o criador do Templo de Set, assumido satanista. E o título deste documento, que era um documento militar, que tinha em vista ações de propaganda e de guerra mental visando a sociedade americana, é importante reter que isto foi escrito por um satanista. Um alto satanista com um alto poder dentro do complexo militar americano. Este documento tem que ser entendido não por aquilo que deixa transparecer apenas nas questões militares, sociais, embora isso seja importante, tendo em vista tudo aquilo que eu já falei anteriormente, que tudo começa em nós, mas extravasa de nós, mas sobretudo tem que ser entendido no mundo espiritual, onde ele foi criado, que visa, em primeiro lugar, as nossas almas. Então, vamos ouvir este documento, eu depois vou pôr um link no chat room que dá acesso à página onde vocês podem ler com mais atenção este documento. Sejam atentos, percebem o inglês, estejam atentos, porque é importante entender o que está por trás destes conceitos militares, sociais, militares, sociológicos, se quiserem, mas escrito por um satanista assumido, o que não é pura coincidência. Isto em 1980. Ok, here we go. Michael Aquino document.
The Military Doctrine Paper, Mind War, by NSA General Michael Aquino and Colonel Paul E. Vallele, is a crucial piece of the puzzle of the current Great Deception. Written in 1980 at the beginning of the Reagan administration, while Vallele and Aquino were working at the Presidio, headquarters of the 7th Psychological Operations Group, divulging classified information or technology can be punished by life imprisonment. So when writing about current technology that is secret, military strategists commonly use the ruse of talking about existing systems as being future technology, or veil their comments so that only the select few will see the deeper meaning. It is standard practice to produce an unclassified version that can be published publicly and a classified version that is more explicit or in many cases contradictory. In other words, often what is printed publicly are lies. Despite that practice, the public version of this very historical document contains the following revealing quotes by the authors. Quote, "In Vietnam, our psychological warfare failed because it was outmatched by the psyops of the enemy. Our psyop did not really change the minds of the enemy population, nor did it defend the U.S. population at home against the propaganda of the enemy. Furthermore, the enemy's psyop was so strong that it, not bigger armies or better weapons, overcame all of the weapon systems we fielded. The lesson is not to ignore our own psyop capability, but rather to change it and strengthen it so that it can do precisely that kind of thing to our enemy in the next war for the mind. Psychotronic research is in its infancy, but the U.S. Army already possesses an operational weapon system designed to do what Lieutenant Colonel J.B. Alexander would like ESP to do, except this weapon system uses existing communications media. It seeks to map the minds of neutral and enemy individuals and then to change them in accordance with U.S. national interests. It must strengthen our national will to victory, and it must attack and ultimately destroy that of our enemy. It both causes and is affected by physical combat, but it is a type of war which is fought on a far more subtle basis as well in the minds of the national populations involved. If we do not attack the enemy's will until he reaches the battlefield, his nation will have strengthened it as best it can. We must attack that will before it is locked in place. We must instill in it a predisposition to inevitable defeat. Strategic mind war must begin the moment war is considered to be inevitable. It must seek out the attention of the enemy nation through every available medium, and it must strike at that nation's potential soldiers before they put on their uniforms. It is in their homes and their communities that they are most vulnerable to mind war. Was the U.S. defeated in the jungles of Vietnam, or was it defeated in the streets of American cities? In its strategic context, mind war must reach out to friends, enemies, and neutrals alike across the globe, neither through primitive battlefield leaflets and loudspeakers of PSYOP, nor through the weak, imprecise, and narrow efforts of psychotronics, but through the media possessed by the U.S., which have the capabilities to reach virtually all people on the face of the earth. For the mind is to believe in its own decision. It must feel that it made these decisions without coercion. Coercive measures used by the operative consequently must not be able to be detected by ordinary means. There is no need to resort to mind-weakening drugs, such as those explored by the CIA. In fact, the exposure of a single such method would do unacceptable damage to mind war's reputation for truth. Existing PSYOP identifies purely psychological factors which suggest appropriate idioms for messages. Doctrine in this area is highly developed, and the task is basically one of assembling and maintaining individuals and teams with enough expertise and experience to apply the doctrine effectively. This, however, is only the sociological dimension of target receptiveness measures. There are some purely natural conditions under which minds may become more or less receptive to ideas, and mind war should take full advantage of such phenomenon as atmospheric electromagnetic activity, air ionization, and other natural conditions under which minds may become more or less receptive to ideas. And mind war should take full advantage of such phenomenon as atmospheric electromagnetic activity, air ionization, and extremely low frequency waves. If we do not accept Excalibur, then we relinquish our ability to inspire foreign cultures with our morality. If they then desire moralities unsatisfactory to us, we have no choice but to fight them on a more brutish level. End quote. The following footnote to ELF is included. Extremely low frequency waves. ELF waves are up to 100 Hz and are more naturally occurring, but they can also be produced artificially, such as the Navy's Project Sanguine for submarine communication. Extremely low-frequency waves are not normally noticed by the unaided senses, yet their resonant effect upon the human body has been connected to both physiological disorders and emotional distortion. Infrasound vibration, up to 20 Hz, can subliminally influence brain activity to align itself to delta, theta, alpha, or beta waves, inclining an audience toward everything from alertness to passivity. Infrasound could be used tactically, as ELF waves endure for great distances, and it could be used in conjunction with media broadcasts as well. The footnote mentioned is very on ELF is very fairly specific and admits that it is to be used in conjunction with television and radio In short, the extremely low-frequency mind war attack signal will be piggybacked on a TV carrier wave to target civilian populations in their homes to instill feelings of fear and terror prior to the start of a conflict. In short, shock and awe. The power of extremely low frequency to change the mood and thoughts of enemy populations was well understood by the U.S. PSYOP forces, and to General Aquino and Colonel Vallely as in particular. If these weapons were turned against friendly populations, it would be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to detect their influence. Colonel Vallely holds many hard right views on the Vietnam War, as well as aspects of American society that he would like to change. Now a Fox military analyst, he told Fox House liberal Alan Combs that, quote, "We are not going to permit a Shia majority victory in the forthcoming theater of a free election in Iraq." Worse, he said, quote, "Iran and Syria are next. It's easy to do. Israel is already prepared to take Iran down," unquote. Combs followed up by asking whether he thought a Judeo-Christian holy war against Muslims was such a great idea. Vallely replied, quote, "That's what's going on. If you don't understand that, then you don't get it," unquote.
Okay. There is links for the page for the video on YouTube. And you can Google the entire document. There is a PDF version. You just need to type Mind Wars Michael Aquino PDF. It's right on the spot. Yeah, right on the spot. You can't miss it. So what we have here, it's a document from 1980 that talks about these days. I am not going to talk about the Illuminati and the New World Order on this afternoon. I'm not going to talk about all this agenda that we are seeing being implemented politically, socially, in all the modern societies, Western societies. I'm not talking about this. I want to use this as a foundation to the spiritual battle. Because what I want to emphasize here is that this is only instruments to enslave souls in chains of fear, anxiety, materialistic chains. This is only instruments to deceive our attention on the spiritual battle that is being fought. Satan has used these men to implement an agenda that is bringing the destruction of all of our ancient values of family, of loving God, of worshiping the values, the person of Jesus Christ. This is the external instrument. But the real battle is being fought inside of us. People are being used by these entities to change all the places that you are used to live for the values they want to implement to enslave you on this places, like churches, like regular secular jobs. The sin is being spread as something good. The gospel is being spread as something old-fashioned, demonic, hate speech, and things like this. The values are being inverted, and also the hearts and minds of those that are following this deception. So, it's up to you, it's up to me as a follower of Jesus Christ to be enslaved to be with fear, to shut our mouths, or to raise our mouths, our voices, and uncover this battle. Resist the devil and he will flee. Satan is using this strategy because he knows that if we still believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, he doesn't have any chance. He can't change us, so we will not be able to change the society, the environment, to their values. But Satan is smart, he's cunning. He prepared an agenda through centuries for using puppets, for seducing some puppets and giving some instruments that will brought us to this modern day. And this is the strategy that I want to discuss with you, to show you, because you will find these agents where you think less that you will find them. You will find them on your site, on your job, on your congregation, on your group that you hear the gospel, because there is a lot of people that flee from the enemy camp and brought their testimony of how they prepared all these things, all the soldiers of the enemy, to being infiltrated and to start using tactics to gain the trust of the Christians and in a subliminal way, even the kingdom fortress, the kingdom of God fortress, like the groups, the familiar groups, like the congregations that once start following Jesus Christ, gradually start being shaped by doctrines, by revelations, by modern ideas, that will make Jesus Christ just an old man. Something that is replaced by men, by modern visions, by modern ideas, by political correct visions of the human society. And this is happening all around you, even in your group. And I will prove it. I will be right back to continue. Let me just update this. Ok, nós ouvimos um vídeo de um satanista que, pela graça de Deus, se tornou público o trabalho dele. Supostamente era para dirigir as estratégias, não é? Do governo americano, mas que se tornou público pela graça de Deus, e nós estamos a ver tudo aquilo que foi programado em 1980 para subverter a sociedade americana está a acontecer às claras agora, não é? Ouvimos falar de novas tecnologias que irradiam energia que afeta o nosso pensar, o nosso agir. Toda a propaganda social à volta do ser humano, tendo em vista a programação. Mas o que mais me espantou foi a capacidade de transformar um exército num exército derrotado ainda antes da guerra ser declarada. E Satanás sabe que essa é a estratégia que tem que usar contra os cristãos. Satanás sabe que não pode com o Espírito Santo. Sabe que quando um cristão tem noção do seu poder que há dentro dele, da autoridade que Cristo lhe dá, ele não pode confrontar o cristão, porque ele já foi despojado do poder na cruz. Quando Deus nos concede isso, nós podemos fazer maravilhas como Jesus. Nós podemos ser curados, nós podemos ser libertos, não aceitamos maus pensamentos e por aí fora. Então Satanás tem que usar a infiltração. E usa. Seduz pessoas ao longo dos séculos, preparou um programa que está sendo implementado a nível mundial, para um governo mundial, mas que começa tudo no seu ser. Como eu falei anteriormente, você, ao ser conquistado, vai ser usado por Satanás. Se você quiser ser conquistado, se você quiser ser conquistado por Cristo, você vai ser usado por Cristo. Ok. Eu quero que vocês entendam o que está a acontecer ao seu redor. Pode estar a acontecer dentro de sua casa, pode estar a acontecer dentro do seu trabalho, pode estar a acontecer no seu grupo onde ouve falar o Evangelho. A congregação, um grupo familiar, qualquer coisa. Os agentes do inimigo estão lá, infiltrados, porque o que não falta são testemunhos de pessoas que vieram do campo do inimigo e desmascararam isto, confirmaram tudo isto. Tudo isto que Kennedy e que este documento mostra, essas pessoas confirmaram, vieram para o corpo de Cristo e trouxeram essa mais-valia. Estou falando de pessoas como e Daniel Mastral, estou falando de pessoas como William Schneblen, Doc Marquis. O que não falta são testemunhas disto. E o que eu quero enfatizar agora, depois de voltar a falar com os irmãos em inglês, vou voltar para vos dar as características dos lugares e dos agentes que vocês, que eu peço ao Espírito de Deus que vos ajude a discernir. Porque, e vou fazê-lo com base nas Escrituras. Porque importa estarmos em conformidade com aquilo que Jesus e os seus seguidores nos ensinaram. Então vou fazê-lo com base nas Escrituras. Okay? Vou-vos trazer nesta última parte do programa as características para que vocês entendam que não é fácil. Não é fácil discernir o joio do trigo. É só quando vem o sol é que se consegue ver qual é que fica de pé, qual é que baixa, qual é que se verga ao sol. E o joio não se verga. O joio não receia ao sol. Então, nós vamos ver as características destes agentes que crescem muitas vezes ao nosso lado, junto das nossas famílias, no grupo de amigos, mas que depois, finalmente, mostram aquilo que é. Amen. So, in the last 30 minutes of the show, I will talk about the characteristics. Characteristics of the tares that are being spread amongst the wheat of God. This is the most important part of this show. We understand now that we are the target and we became instruments in this battle. If we decide to be used by God, or if we don't decide to be used by God, we instantly become instruments of the enemy. There are no gray zones, okay? Black or white. So, Satan knows that he cannot confront God's heart with power. He doesn't have power. He only has the power that we gave him. So he must use infiltration, deception, imitation to convince us that we are serving God, that we are following Jesus Christ. So, he is the master of the disguise and also their ministry. His ministries are also the most perfect ninjas that you will find in your life. But there are, fortunately, there are ways of discerning, because this is a fact, it's comproved. There are a lot of witnesses, people that flee from the camp of the enemy and came to the camp of God, to the kingdom of God, and they testify about this strategy. People like William Schnepp, people like Doc Marquis, you have the works of Russ Dizza about the mind control people. This is a fact that you have to understand that is real, that you are the target, you become an instrument, and you will be judged by this. So what I want to do on these last minutes, we have still 30 minutes, is to identify the places and the characteristics of the agents of that are tear. They seem weak, but they are tear. That's a nice example that you have there, Hope, about a Christian minister with a sun medallion. That's an excellent, excellent example of what I am talking about. And if you were awakening that time, you would see with your spiritual eyes that around you there was a lot of tear in that funeral. There was a lot of masons there, but it's something that God is bringing to our lives through ages. That's why we mature. I myself was in a church of masons that I didn't know, but when I start open my eyes, I become smart. I try to change there from inside, and I couldn't. So I had to confront them. But you will understand that we will find a lot of people that say they are Christians, and they will spread a new gospel, a political correct gospel, saying things like this: we cannot promote division on the body of Christ. We must love our enemies. Okay, Jesus said that we should love our enemies, pray for our enemies. But did he say that we should pray or love the enemies of God? Jesus was afraid of making division when he entered the temple, when he get the whip? I don't think so. We need discernment about this spiritual tear that's being implemented all around the body of Christ, not only on congregations. We must be aware of these false doctrines, of a rotten peace. Did Jesus say that he will brought peace through the land? Or that he would bring division, war? Because the war was already being fought here. The fire was already burned. But you will hear this in your church, even in your family, in your group. If you're not in a congregation, Satan will not give up to target you with this doctrine. And if you start talking all the truth, you will be the bad one, the false Christian. Because Jesus said that we should love our enemies. I ask, did Jesus shut up when he entered the temple? Was Jesus gentle to the Pharisees? But he loved them. He wanted the good for their souls. But was Jesus loved by him, by them? If you were there, Will you raise your voice and say to Jesus, do not cause division in Israel? You see, it's not easy to discern who is there. Because one of the biggest characteristics of the tares is that they do good work for being so. They show resources. They use resources to make good social action. But you see, on that document, one of the things they say is they use the environment, the social environment, to shape you, to shape your thought. That's why when you go to a movie, for instance, I went to see the new movie of Godzilla yesterday, and I spent 2 hours on the cinema to see in the last scene of the movie a big picture of Godzilla, a giant dragon, being considered the savior of the humanity. This is mind wars. This is subliminal message. This is what Michael Akin was talking about in 1980. You go to a movie, you receive the shape of the message and the values they want you to give you, because they control the environment. They control the media. You just receive the news and the information that they are interested that you receive. And if you will see, if you check by yourself, it doesn't have place for Jesus and his cross. You can get there by your own justice. You can be your own savior. You even can trust Godzilla. Yes, I went there. I like to see how the enemy works, because I like to see with my own eyes. I have discernment. And I was not waiting to see this message in the end of a monster movie, being the savior of the humanity. And by the way, it's a dragon. You see? When it's not a dragon, it's an alien. And when they do a picture of Jesus Christ, always have terror inside. Always have terror. Like Noah. Like the Noah movie. Who helped Noah on that movie to build the ark? The fallen angels. Who was the bad of the movie? The bad guy? God. Mind wars. So what I want that you focus on this day is the characteristics of these agents that are all around you. They are on your group. You cannot see yet. Only when the sun will rise, you will understand who is the tares. Only when the trial comes, by their actions, you will see who are the good shepherds and who are the hirelings. Because the good shepherd, they will bow down like the wheat to the sun and understand that they depend on Jesus Christ. They must be on your knees, on their knees, to help, to receive the help of the Most God, the Most High. They will be humble. They will recognize their fragility. But the tares, they still They have pride. They have hunger. They resist God's will. Even on the trial. And they will help only themselves. They will not help you. They will not stop to walk in to go get you. They will not. What I mean is, you cannot see by their beginnings who is the tough and who is the weak. But in the end, you will see. Because I'm going just to elaborate some of their characters. They start doing genuine good actions to the group or to your life. They will present you some solutions. They will be, in the beginning, they will want to earn your trust, your confidence. They want to become intimate with you. They will invite you to join them to their jobs. If you need a job, they will offer you. They like to show they have resources. They like to show to the groups, to the pastors, that they make great offers. They are faithful in their tithings, especially, because they like to promote that heresy, that apostasy of the tithings. So they appear and always as angels with resources. They appear to be generous to the people. Okay, until here we cannot do nothing, but we must be vigilant. Because suddenly these men, they become important persons on the group. They become decisive. And they never come alone. Even if you cannot discern this, they always bring their second. They can spend years pretending they don't know each other, but their supporters are there. For in the right moments, support the ideas, support the changes they want to implement there. If they implement on the group, if you want to stay on the group, you must change, and they get what they want. I know, and I don't need the example or the testimony of William Schneblum, of Doc Marquis, because I have tasted this in my own congregation where I was. And that congregation is full of Masons. That congregation, I didn't know, that is controlled by Masons. Because I only start seeing after I had access to everything that was behind the curtains. Not on the call, not on the reunions, the regular reunions, but on the secret reunions. That's when I start awake. I start feeling something strange inside of me. It was the Holy Spirit. These people like to accumulate positions. These people like to be ministers. And often times they say, I'm not a minister, I'm just a helper. But they decide. They start deciding everything, changing, even giving their own interpretations of the words of God, of Jesus Christ. We must love everybody. Jesus said that we must love our enemies. Everybody is everybody. Is the enemies of God. We must love. Shut up. Don't cause division. And suddenly, you cannot spread the truth. Because you are causing division. And their supporters are there to make force, to convince the flock. That the strategy. That's the infiltration. That's how I ended seeing a congregation do not using the name of Jesus because it was old-fashioned. They just claim for the blood of Jesus, but they don't use, because that's what they say. It was something that changed. It was something for movement, not for real church. That's the politically correct gospel. If you see this on your group, if someone start doing this, you better believe there is an infiltration there. There is a spiritual battle being fought on that group. Suddenly, if in your group you start getting out of all the reunions with feelings of fear, with feelings impressed by the enemy's power, you better believe they are doing mind wars against you and against that group. They are implementing ways to neutralize the power of God in your life and in the life of that group. But this is done very, very subliminal. Because they don't tell all lies. They use some truths conditioned, shaped by the lies they want to implement, because it must be deceivable. Cannot be openly the target, the goal is to neutralize the spiritual power. That's why you are hearing so much about the Nephilim, about the alien, about the economic depression, and you start operating in fear. And fear, it's not love. If you are submissive to this world, you are not a friend of God. Jesus loved the Pharisees, but hated his actions. He hated so much that he got the whip. He was not gentle. He was not gentle to them. He called them names. The true name, race of vipers. These people honors me with their lips, but his heart are away of me. Please wake up, because these serpents are here amongst us. They are talking some truths, but not all the truths that will free your soul to serve Jesus Christ. Suddenly you are following these guys. You are trying to hear what they want to say. They accumulate positions that if you are awakened, you can see they are not compatible with each other. You cannot be a Christian ministry, a follower of Jesus Christ, and a Mason. You cannot be a minister, a spiritual minister of God, if you are under a chain command of this world, like military. You cannot serve two lords. If you are under a command that is satanic, that is infiltrated, that has a general commander that promotes gay marriage, and if you are under this chain command, if you don't abide to be there, if you don't renounce to be there, you are not a truly genuine servant of God. You are an infiltrator. But there are some people that think they can serve two gods, two lords. When they go to the church, they use some kind of clothes that the congregation likes. When they don't go to church, they use another, a regular, normal clothes. And you become divided inside of you. When they are on their jobs, they are obedient to the bed. People that are under them, above them, their bosses. If they have to kill, they kill. If they have to steal, they steal. And then they come to preach the gospel. And you start following these guys because you want to hear the news, because they know more than the regular people of the church. They know more than Joseph. I am not a Mason. I am not a political. I am not a military. I don't have a job in this moment. I only live for Jesus. But I have resources that are at the disposal of Jesus Christ. But I am not an important people in social terms. So I don't have news for you. I have old news, old words from Jesus Christ. You cannot serve Jesus Christ and this world. People that don't renounce everything they have, people that still serving two lords, they are not good for the kingdom of God. And you must understand this. These people, when you see, they become senators. They are pastors in some church and they are senators. And they can even say, I am a Christian, and being the guy who signed the order to destroy a country based on a lie, like the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. But he was a Christian. Infiltrated. He was a satanic Christian. And there is a lot of people following these stairs, because they are not alone on that group. They have their supporters. These guys, you can see who they really are when they change the words of Jesus Christ to their own interpretation. Like that one that I said. You must love your enemies. But Jesus didn't say that we should love the enemies of God. Because when you start loving the enemies of God, you start hating Jesus Christ and God. But they will say, you are doing division. So Satan wants to join. Satan wants numbers, multitudes. Please wake up, as I am not asking you money, to believe me. I'm just saying, defend your being, defend your mind, because there is an agenda against you, your family, your brothers and sisters that are trying to follow Jesus Christ. There is a lot of noise there. These guys don't bring the right solution for your life. They made the problem and they present solutions that will pull you away from Jesus Christ even further. They will use Bible, Moses, they will lose the Torah, they will use Paul, and they will deceive us. If you don't focus on Jesus Christ's word, action, Jesus Christ is not a dumb man. Jesus Christ is not a weak man that died on a cross. Yes, we must love our neighbors, ourselves. Of course we must. But if your neighbor wants to kill your son, if your neighbor wants to kill you, what will you do? If your neighbor curses your God, will you walk with them? Will you close your mouth when they are saying these things? Will you raise up for the truth? Will you raise up for the first commandment that Jesus gave us? Love your God in the first place. Because one of the tactics is invert the order. When you start hearing a lot of love your neighbors as yourself, and you don't hear love God above all things, there is something wrong there. Understand that Satan uses everything that he knows that you love, that you desire, against you. We should love them. And by loving them, our neighbors, we must preach the real gospel. Yes, we are talking about lukewarm churches that Satan loves so much. Political correct churches and ministries full of false doctrine. You see, when Jesus got the whip on the temple, he was loving that man. He was loving those that are doing these things, but he was not loving their ways. He was trying to save them. If you are ashamed of the real gospel, if you are not burning with the Holy Spirit and love for Jesus Christ, they will bring you bad water to you, and they will get you cold. Your love for Jesus and for their teachings will end inside of you, and you become just an instrument of this mind words. I hope I could open, even if it was just a little thing, in your spiritual eyes and ears. Pray that Jesus Christ never be replaced by your church, by your group, by your father, by your son in your life. Because this is the test. Made you dependable of the things of this world, like human people, and not of the spiritual realm that is inside of you. You are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Do not be deceived. All trials that come for your life will show you who are the tares and who are the wheat of God. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Please share this show. Help to spread this truth, and focus on Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you all. See you on the next show. Bye-bye.